black thing go from left to right, and I thought, I'm going to die out here. No one's ever going to know.
And I couldn't believe what my eyeballs were showing me. I'll never forget how evil the eyes were. It was horrible. I mean, I've never seen nothing that evil.
It ran towards me at a rate that I can't even explain. Turned and stared at me. And this look of, I just want to kill you. I want to say it was human, but it wasn't.
He was yelling at me to grab a gun, grab a gun. I was like, for what? He said, just grab a gun. And there's footprints all the way to the door of my house. It had went inside my garage all the way to the door.
911, what are you reporting?
Jesus Christ, you better... Sheriff, see
ya. Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to Sasquatch Chronicles. Check us out online at sasquatchchronicles.com. If you've had an encounter, email me. My email address is wes@sasquatchchronicles.com. Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for being here tonight. Got a great show planned for you tonight. Going to be speaking to KW. And KW comes to us from Texas. And this is a very, very, very fascinating account that KW has. He bought this piece of property. It's a very large piece of property in Texas. And he was warned not to buy this property. He was warned that it was haunted. He was warned that there was monsters on this property. No one's ever stayed in this property longer than a few months. But KW bought it, didn't really buy into any of this stuff. And then he started running into strange lights on his property and voices on his property and other strange cryptids, including one he shot. And also KW's running into Sasquatch on this property. A lot of weird stuff is going on. And when KW and I spoke, I asked him, please tell us everything. No matter how weird it is, just tell us what happened. And so that's what you're going to get tonight. He's going to go into everything that's happened on that property. And I really appreciate you guys being here and listening tonight. Thank you so much for that. If you've had an encounter and you'd like to be on the show, shoot me an email. My email address is wes@sasquatchchronicles.com. You can go to sasquatchchronicles.com, become a member, get a daily blog. There's a forum, a lot of cool stuff on the website. So if you get a chance, I hope you check it out. Let's jump into it tonight. KW, thanks for coming on.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
Yeah, and I know you had a lot of things going on that property, and I'm really fascinated by it. And remind me towards the end to tell you a story that's very similar to what you're dealing with. But if you would, I know you're out in Texas, and we can kind of leave it at that. Would you kind of start from the beginning? And I know there were some things that were demonic that happened in the beginning, and then some of the Sasquatch stuff. But would you mind going into all of it and just kind of start from the beginning?
Right here. Okay, in the beginning, like I was telling you earlier, I started, my woods were, I keep my woods, I have paths that I go down and travel and ride four-wheelers on and all that, but as far as the rest of it goes, I like to keep it real wild and real jungly, you know, because it's real thick, really thick out here. And first thing that came to my attention that there was something going on was that all my woods were trampled down, lots of trails, I mean, just everywhere, you know, places I'd never even been, there was... You know, you could tell that somebody had been through there and trampled the woods down. So I'm thinking, you know, well, who's been on my property? What's going on? I don't know. So I got some security cameras, and I set a couple security cameras up. And I was going to the house at night, you know, I got home working, I'd check them out on the monitor. And as I'm looking at these security cameras, I start noticing these lights, you know, because the infrared camera is really sensitive to lights, and any little light at all it would pick up. So I started noticing these lights, and they look like flashlights, people out walking in the woods with flashlights. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, there's somebody that is out there, and you know, so I'm going to find out who it is. So I go out there, and I make me a little spot, you know, a little spot to hide, get down, and I'll stay fine there. And sure enough, I sit there quietly for a few minutes, and I start seeing these lights come on. And they come on dimly, and they get brighter and brighter. And before long, there's four or five of them bouncing around out there. And not only that, I start hearing these voices, these people talking to each other. I can't really make out what they're saying or, you know, what they're talking about, but and you can almost make it out, but you know, I could definitely hear voices, and these lights are getting closer. They're like right up on my fence now. So I'm out there with my gun and my spotlight, and I wait till it gets really close. So I know that, you know, they're not going to be able to get away. I'm going to bust them. I want to find out who it is, and I'm going to bust them. So I jump up with my spotlight and my gun, turn the light on, nothing. Not a peep, not a light. The lights go out. The voices stop. There's nothing there. And I'm looking out, you know, on open pasture land right across my fence. There's no way anybody left the area without me seeing them or hearing them. There's just no way. So anyway, I get quiet again. I turn my lights back off, and I sit down, and the same thing happens again. I wait till they get really close this time, because I'm thinking, I missed them the first time somehow, but I'm going to get them this time. And they get, like, you know, really close. Like, on my side of the fence, I can't be more than 10 or 15 yards away from these things. And they're talking, the lights are on. I jump up again with the light and the gun. Nothing. The lights go out, and the voices stop. There's nothing there. You know, and so at this point, I'm thinking, okay, I have no idea what it is. I have no idea. So, you know, that being said, I blow that off. I go in the house, and the next day, me and my buddy are out in the backyard, and we're just dilly-dallying around. I don't know what we was doing, but I think we might have been cutting firewood or something. But out of the corner of my eye, you know, I'm in peripheral vision, I see this little creature, like human-shaped, small guy, 3 and a half foot tall, maybe, dark-colored, very dark, very fast. I see him come out of the woods, run down the road on my property, probably 25, 30 yards, and then exit the road to the right, and I see him kind of hunker down in these bushes or in this little area. I didn't really get a good exact spot on him, you know, because I was kind of looking outside my eye there. I didn't really see exactly where he went, but I knew in the area that he was, so I took off running down there. And I get down there to where I think that he is, and I'm looking all around, you know, I don't see him whatever. And I go to look back around the other way. As soon as I turn around, bam, he jumps up, runs by me across the road, right by me. I felt the wind go by me as he went across the road. I spin around. I'm right on him, you know. I'm right behind him as he's going through the woods. I can see him. He makes it about probably 20, 30 yards in the woods, and then, bink, he disappears right in front of my eyes. But I can still see the limbs busting, the brush moving as he's making his way on through the woods. He's still going, no doubt about it. He's still making noise. It's just that he's invisible now, you know. So
did you see any
at this point, I'm thinking, okay, this is something demonic, you know. This is something I'm not familiar with and, you know, I've never experienced. I have no explanation as to what it could be. I just know that there was some type of small humanoid-shaped creature running around out there.
Let me ask you, I want to know, do you remember any details from the creature, or was it just a black silhouette running?
Yeah, he had arms, he had legs. It seems like his legs were like maybe shorter than, you know, proportion to the body. The legs seemed to be a little shorter. The arms were long, and the body was slender and long, but the legs seemed to be slightly out of proportion as far as being a little shorter than the body, it seemed like. But really, man, it was hard to tell because he was moving so fast. But the legs seemed to be a little shorter, and it was completely dark, like a dark shadow. There was no detail as to the eyes or the face or anything. It was just a completely dark black object. You know, there was no detail at all. Even when I was right behind it in the woods, it was like a dark, really dark black. Maybe a few spots of lighter color gray on it, maybe. But I was like right behind it, and I could still not make out any hair or any skin or anything like that. It was just like a black shadow, really. It looked like a shadow running through the woods.
What did you think it was before it disappeared? What did you think you were chasing?
I feel like it was a demon. I have to say that, you know, after the light episode and me hopping up and not being able to see anything, although I know that I heard them and I know that I seen the lights, and after seeing this thing run down the road and then hide from me, and I go down there and it jumps up and, you know, I'm thinking demon. I tell my buddy, hey, man, you know, there's demons out here, dude. I knew there was something going on, but I'm chalking it up to demons now because I had no other explanation as to what it could possibly be but a demon. So that's what I thought it was, you know. And my buddy seen it too, and that's what he thought that it was. He didn't know what it was, but he thought that, yeah, that probably sounds about right, you know.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would have thought it was a demon too, you know.
I mean, I didn't know what else it could possibly have been, because, I mean, I've hunted fish all my life in the woods, and I've never seen anything in the woods that I didn't know exactly what it was, you know. And this was somebody running on two legs. You know, this was a small person running on two legs. I mean, it wasn't no bear. I mean, we got no bears out here. It wasn't no dog. It wasn't anything, but what it was, you know. Me and my buddy both seen it, and we both agreed. We talked about what we seen, and yeah, we both seen the same thing.
Let me ask you, what time of day was this?
It was late afternoon, probably about the sun was probably starting to go down. The sun was still out, but it wasn't long before it was going to be dark. You know, it was late in the afternoon.
And I know there's a lot of things that happened on this property. I know there's a lot of things that we need to get to, but I wanted to ask you, KW, did all of this start happening when you first moved into the property, or had you been living there for a while, and then all of this stuff starts showing up?
Well, I'll tell you, Wes, when I first bought this property, a lot of people around here told me, do not buy that property. That property is haunted. There's this, that, and the other. And, you know, there've been, you know, you hear tales about this, that, and the other all over. But these people specifically told me that, hey, that's the reason that nobody's ever lived down there very long is because those woods are haunted, bad haunted. And I blew it off. Now, you know, y'all crazy, man. It, you know, for whatever reason, I guess they didn't want me to buy the place or whatever. I don't know. But I blew it off as nothing, you know, say nothing about it. You know, because I've been out in the woods all my life, and I ain't scared to go out anywhere, you know, and I ain't scared of no demons or anything else. But, and no, it was a few years later now, and I've lived here about 15 years now, and it's been probably about 3 years ago when this started. Up until that point, I had not seen anything out of the ordinary at all. You know, besides the people telling me that, you know, I could never put any truth to it because I lived here about 12 years before I ever seen anything happen. So, you know, I blew that off, you know. But
yeah,
they didn't tell me that it was a haunted place, you know.
But, and I probably would have blown it off too, you know, if especially if you'd lived there for so long and nothing really had happened. Did anything change? Yeah. Did anything change on that property that you can think of? Or did they just start showing up one day?
No, when I started noticing the woods trampled down and all the trails and stuff going, and I'm talking about, man, where these trails were, okay, I'm thinking, when it first started happening, I'm thinking, my neighbors that live, you know, about a half a mile away down the creek here on the other side of the road over here, and their kids come down the creek. I hear their kids come down the creek sometimes, you know, because the creek is mostly dry most of the time. And the kids, they'll walk up and down the creek, you know, and they'll go a long ways up in there, you know, just doing what kids do, you know. And I thought that it was them, you know. And they would always, I'd hear them coming down the creek, and it always seemed like they were stopping, like right behind my house up there. And my dogs were like raising hell. So I called my neighbor up, and I said, hey, man, you know, I don't mind your kids coming down through here. You know, I done told them before that you're welcome to come down through here anytime. I don't mind. You know, just don't be shooting toward the house, or don't do this or that. You know, I don't mind y'all coming through here at all. I said, but could you please tell your kids not to be, you know, stopping right behind my house because my dogs are just driving my dogs crazy, you know? And my neighbor said, hey, man, my kids have not been here all summer. They haven't been down there. It's not my kids. So I said, well, you know, okay, thank you. You know, I didn't know what to say about it because I knew somebody was down there, and that the only people that had ever been down there. So he said they hadn't been there, and his kids hadn't been down there. So, you know, I didn't know what to think about that. So, but it seemed like, you know, whatever it was coming down the creek would always stop behind my house, you know, and get my dog riled up, you know, which is really getting on my nerves because I'm tired of hearing the bark all that. But that went on, you know, for a few months or however long. It's still going on to this day, really. But, you know, it kind of died down, the demon thing. But
what do you think made it die down? Was it the one that you killed, or am I jumping ahead?
Man, it seemed like after I killed that one that, yes, it did. It did die down quite dramatically after I killed that one. Yes, it did seem to make a difference.
Do you mind telling?
And not only that.
I was going to say, do you mind telling that story? As you and I were just talking, I said, you know, you just killed Baphomet, and I know you had no idea what I was talking about, but based on your description, it sounds like Baphomet, and it's Baphomet was a old deity. He was a it's basically Satan, really. A lot of Satan worshipers worship him, but, you know, like the Knights Templar, they were accused of worshiping Baphomet. And if you ever get a chance, Google it. I think it's Baphomet, I think is how you spell it. But if you get a chance, it's very similar to what you're describing. But for the audience, would you kind of start from the beginning and talk about this entity that you ran into?
Yeah, sure. Well, at the time, my girlfriend didn't live with me. She lived in town, you know, and we were going to get together that weekend. She was going to come out to the house for a while. And so I went and picked her up in town, and we drove back to the house. And you know, I hadn't let her in on anything that was going on just quite yet, you know. I mean, she's lived around this area all her life, and she knows, and she's also told me things that go on around here, and she's seen it, but I hadn't said anything to her about it, because I didn't want to scare her anything. And so we got to the house, and I told her, you know, before you get out of the truck, or when you do get out of the truck, you know, gather up everything you need and go directly to the house. Don't dilly-dally around, just go to, you know, go and lock the door, get in the house. Because I was going to stand outside the truck with a gun, you know. But at this time, I'm carrying a gun with me wherever I go, you know. So I'm going to stand outside the truck with a gun, and I'm going to cover. I'm going to make sure nothing happens, because I'm seeing these things in the trees, and I'm seeing these things all over, you know. I get this real bad feeling like they're really malevolent, and they're out to get me, or they're out to do some damage. They're not a good at all. They're no good to be out of my nose. So she gets out of the truck, sure enough, goes in the house, you know, no problem. Everything's cool, and we go in there and watch a movie, you know, do a little thing for a little while, and then, you know, a few hours later, I'm going to take her back home. Well, she starts to just walk out the door to get in the truck, and I'm like, hold up, you know, you need to let me check outside, you know, because I filled her in on what was going on, you know, but she didn't really seem to take it to heart or anything. So I said, you need to let me check outside before you go out there. So sure enough, I open the door. I look out my door to this limb in this big tree that hangs right over my house, probably 20 foot above my roof, or 20 foot off the ground, probably 10 foot above my roof. There's this big limb that goes out right directly across my front door. And up on that limb is a creature that I've never seen before. Or what it is, some kind of demonic creature. It has a goat-looking head, a goat face, with long, curly horns that are like sticking straight out of its head, like an antelope horns just going sideways. It's got like the upper body, upper torso of it is like a man, with like man arms and man hands, you know, human hands. And then the lower portion of it, the legs and the hips and everything, they are like a goat, or it had hooves on its feet. It looked like, you know, a goat leg. And it's just laying up there with this sneer, this real, you know, this sneer on its face. It's real demonic evil. I got this really bad feeling, so I killed it. I pulled the 12-gauge out, and hey, it's dead. It's hanging over the limb. It's dead, man. And my girlfriend sees this, and she's like freaking out, like, oh, God, but, you know, like, I told you, you know. There's things out there. So, just, you know, so she immediately runs to get in the truck, and I've been in the truck to take them home. I probably should have collected the body or did something with it. I regret to this day that I didn't, you know, didn't get the carcass. But at this point, man, you know, I'm terrified of these things. At this point, I'm thinking, you know, when I see one of the trees and shoot at it, there's like 10 or 15 more of them that run through the canopy towards me, and I take off running towards the house. You know, I get away from them. So at this point, man, I'm so terrified of these things that I don't take time to stop and get the body. I don't care about that. At this time, I care now. Looking back, I should have done that. But at the time, I was really scared of these things, man. So I took the girls back home. I got back to the house. And the body was gone. It was going off the limb. There was still blood and everything there, but the body was gone. I don't know what happened to it. Who could have possibly got it? Or, I don't know. But it was going off the limb. That's pretty much what happened on that deal.
Yeah, and I'm curious. Did the creature have wings?
You know, I really don't know. I really couldn't see the back of it. From when I first seen it, it was just laying like on its chest, on its belly, like it was just really relaxed with like its hands supporting its head, like a kid would lay watching TV or something. You know, that's the way it was laying. And when I shot it, it spun the body around. But it was still laying on its belly. You know, it had like its head hanging off one side of the limb, its legs hanging off the other side of the limb. I really couldn't see the back of it. But
How big was this creature? Was it the size
probably
a man?
It wasn't very big. It was probably maybe 4 foot at the most, 3.5, 4 foot. It wasn't very big.
And so
it was like the size of a goat or a dog, or it wasn't that big.
Yeah, it's interesting because what you're describing is Baphomet, which is, like I said, it's a demonic idol. If you look into,
my uncle goes to church, and he's real religious and everything, and you know, I go to church too, and I'm a religious person, but you know, I knew that he had some experience in his lifetime with demons and had actually, you know, helped people get through demonic possessions. And so I called him up and I sent him a picture, because I did take a few pictures of it, and he got back with me immediately and said, this entity and this creature represents the satanic church. He said, that's what this creature represents.
Yeah, and he's right.
Why would it be in my limb representing the satanic church? I don't know, but But that's what he told me. So
yeah, and if you look at historical records of Baphomet, it was a physical being at one time, according to the writings. I mean, it's not like it was some made up thing. It actually was a physical being at one time that they worshipped. And it's interesting because the way you're it's kind of like the Jersey Devil. If you ever hear descriptions of the Jersey Devil, it sounds like Baphomet. And it's, you know, when people see it, they describe it as being very physical. Now, see, I've always been under the assumption that you can't kill a demon. But, you know, I've been under the assumption, too, you can't kill aliens because I think aliens are demonic. But I know we did a Renegade podcast, and Tony and I were talking, and this guy had claimed to have killed them and to kill different types of these creatures. So it's fascinating that was going on. So did it all stop? Did all the demonic activity with the lights and everything else kind of stop after you killed this thing?
Well, no. Now the demonic activity did scale down dramatically after I killed this one, but the lights are still going on to this day. Okay, I can go outside at night anytime I want to, and I can look out there and I can see those lights. And those lights, they'll move around, they come closer, they go, you know, they go back and forth in the woods. And as a matter of fact, just the other night I was out there and one lit up, I mean, just like right there, man. I was probably 20 foot from it, and I just seen these lights come on like out of nowhere in the woods. These lights, I'm like, man, what's up, you know? And my cousin was over here visiting me, and he said that he's been down to Marfa, Texas, where they had the Marfa lights, you know. And he said that's exactly to him what it looked like, because he'd seen those lights down there too. And he said that this is what they looked the same to him as those lights. So I don't know, take it for what it's worth. That's what he told me. I had never experienced anything like it before. I didn't really know what to think about them, but they're still going on to this day, the lights now, and the Sasquatch activity. Those two things are persistently still going on.
Well, and I want to get to the Sasquatch activity. There's one thing you said earlier when we were talking before we went on air that I thought was fascinating, and I'll tell you a story about it. But if you would you tell the audience about the time you saw the lights and the face in the lights?
Okay. Shortly after I killed that one in the tree, like I say, the demonic activity and the shadow figures and everything had died down, you know, quite dramatically. They'd pretty much come to an end. But as far as the lights go, the lights were still going on. So I told my buddy one night, you know, they seem to always be above this pond by my house. So I said, when I get home one night, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to build me a little blind, you know, which I did that afternoon. I built me a little spot down there so I could get down there and get quiet. And the next day when I got off work, I parked my truck by the gate and I walked down there to this little area I had. And I didn't smoke any cigarettes. I didn't make any noise. I was real quiet. And I tried to be just as quiet as I could. You know, it was probably about 30 minutes till dark. So I sat there and waited till dark. And then, sure enough, about 30 minutes after dark, I start seeing these lights come on. And they're not just lights. They're eyes. You know, there's always two of them together. And they're real close together. And they start out real dim. And they get brighter and brighter. And I see them in the trees. I see them on the ground. I see them over here and there, different places. And so I'm sitting there in my little blind, you know, and I'm seeing these things come on. I'm thinking, oh man, this is unreal, you know. And they must have sensed me there, or seen me there, or knew that I was there ahead of time, because they all started converging right over to my area, where I was at, you know. And at this point, I'm really freaking, you know. I'm thinking, oh man, I'm fixing to find out what this is, because they're coming to me, you know. And sure enough, man, they all just kind of hover right above me about. You know, I'm down in the grass, you know, about 2 foot off the ground, as close to the ground as I can get, trying to hide. And they're probably 10 foot up off the ground. And I look up, man. When I look up, I see this demonic gorilla ape-looking face that's looking right at me. I can't see a body or anything, but I can see the face clearly, the face. And the eyes are the lights. The eyes are what's glowing. That's what's making the light is the eyes. And at this point, I seen all I needed to see. I figured I busted brush out of there, headed to the house. I'm done with it, you know. I'm out of there. That's all I needed to see was that. After that, the little shadow guy running, you know, I'm thinking, hey, I'm talking up to all demonic, you know. There's more going on out here than what I can figure out, you know. And that's pretty much what happened to the light deal. Well,
yeah, it's
the light deal.
It's interesting.
They're still here, you know.
It's interesting you say that, because I know the brothers I had on from Indiana, they said the same thing. Maybe I misunderstood the light story, but that's kind of what they said. They said the eyes lit up and you could see these faces. Yeah. And I asked the guys, I said, well, was it eye shine that you saw? And
no.
Both of the brothers said, no, this was an actual.
I had no light with me. I had no light with me at all. And it was a dark night. That wasn't not what it is. because these lights, these are self-illuminating light eyeballs. I mean, you know, like I say, they're here to this day. You can see them, you know, anytime you can walk outside and look that way, if they're not on right then, just give them it and you'll see something. So, and it's not anything illuminating them. It's not eyeshine. That's not what it is. They're self-illuminating. No doubt about that.
So did they walk? Was it an actual physical creature that you saw just with weird eye light? But was it an actual creature, or was it just the eyes and the face you were seeing?
I just seen the eyes and I just seen the face. Beyond the face, I seen nothing else. It seems like when they first started coming on and I seen these ones up in the tree, as they were becoming brighter, it seems like I could make out a body shape there. But really, I couldn't really say, for sure, because it was really dark, you know, but I could see the faces, no doubt about it. I could definitely see the faces, and I always can see the face, but the body shape, I'm not sure they have a body. I'm not sure that it's not just a face floating around out there, really, man. It's really all I can say about that. I mean, I've never really been able to pinpoint the body.
Before we get into some of the Sasquatch stuff, the more physical stuff, did you ever look up the property KW and see if there was a history of this property? I mean, obviously the neighbors know something's going on if they're telling you, hey, that property's haunted.
I did look it up. When I bought the place, you know, I spent a lot of money getting the title searched and having the easement done and everything. And so, yes, I did look. I looked it back up to like 1898 or something. I think the record went back to. And this property was a piece of a lot bigger ranch that was here originally, which I think was thousands of acres. And the man that owned this property, supposedly, there's a big tree right up the road from my house here, and they call it Big Tree Road. The road runs up the back of the big tree. And you can even look it up on the internet. Like in 1970-something, a black man was hung from that tree by the owner of this property over stealing a hunting dog from him. Yeah, I looked it up, and it's true. I mean, but that's about all the information I got on it. This old boy owns a lot of land around here. And this part of it was just a small part of his big 1,000-acre ranch that he had. And supposedly in 1970-something, like 75 or something, he hung a black man from this tree up here. So I don't know. That's what I've been told about it. It was in the same person's name up until the time that I bought from. Well, it was actually changed names one time, but the guy I bought it from was the only other owner of the property besides that guy since like in 1898 or something.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's makes you wonder what if there was more that happened on that property. There's a lot of weird places like that in Texas. I know when I was down there, the guys took me to this one place to where you can hear, it's near an old ghost town, and you can hear what sounds like a saw going off in the middle of the night and then someone screaming. And it's alarming when you hear it, but according to them, it dates back to the Civil War and the Mexican War, and it was a place where they would torture soldiers, and now it's just basically a ghost town. So there's a lot of weird places like that out there in Texas, and I guess everywhere, really.
Down here, man, it's really dark down there. I mean, they seem to be haunted. Even if they weren't, they were just by how dark and thick they are. I mean,
when did Sasquatch start showing up on the property? What you perceive to be Sasquatch?
What I assumed to be Sasquatch, first time I noticed anything, we had a little spot back out there in the woods. We had a few tables and chairs set up, you know, we started right there, you know, when we wanted to get away from the ladies and stuff. And I had a prop that though over top of everything. We went back there, you know, so I'm back there one day chopping wood, kind of cleaning the area up, and I jerked that tarp off that coffee table, and out hops this little white monkey shape. Looked like a lemur. If you ever seen a lemur hopping around on two legs, that's what it looked like, but it had no tail. Okay, it was hopping around on two legs, big black eyes, round head. It's hopping around. It runs up a cedar tree, probably about 10 or 15 foot up a cedar tree. It's looking at me. I'm looking up at it, and then, blink, it disappears right in front of my face. And so I'm thinking, that's pretty abnormal. That's not normal. That's the first little episode I've seen of any creature. And then shortly after that, my trees were getting broken. The branches on my trees were getting broken. Big thorn trees were broken in half. We're talking 8 or 10 inch limbs that are green. No reason for them to be broken. Snapped off like toothpicks, exploded off, bark ripped off of them. And this is no weather event. Nothing more than something breaking my tree limb. You know, there's something strong enough to break these limbs off. They're like gunshots when they go off. They break some big limbs. And so I know that something's out there breaking my trees, tromping through the woods. I seen this little, but I didn't really think much about him, you know. But then I'm out of town. My girlfriend's living with me now at this point. I'm out of town with a job. Been gone a couple weeks, you know. I come back home, and I'm asking her, you know, is everything okay? You know, nothing happened. She said, well, I need to tell you about this one incident. She said, I went out to the back to get some firewood. And she said, as she was walking back there, she notices this brown monkey. Or no, I think she said it was a lot of color. Maybe not completely white, but like a light brown. She said she sees this brown monkey creature-looking thing up in the top of a cedar tree. And she said it was in a cedar tree that looked like it was way too small a tree for this thing to be in because it was like almost bent over. It was up in the top of it. And she tells me that it jumps out of the tree like it's coming right towards her. It's going to land on her head. She's scared to death. But when it hits the ground, blink, it's completely disappeared right then. And that's what she tells me. She tells me that's what happened. I asked her, did you see it run off or anything? She says, no, as soon as it hit the ground, it disappeared. But up until that point, she thought it was a person. She thought it was somebody, a person, because it looked like a person to her, jumping out of the tree on her, you know. It really scared her really bad. It really shook her up. And that guy kind of got me mad, you know, about what's going on. Because she scared my girlfriend, and, you know, this is bullshit, you know. She's my friend, but I just didn't know what to think about, you know. And then I've seen it. And then one day I was out there, I heard something out there, so talking. You know, it sounded like somebody talking. So I go out there in the back, you know, and I'm easing around there real quietly because a few days before that, I had seen something out there, something larger, moving around in the woods. And I didn't know what that was because there's no bears or anything big out here like that. It should be there. There's a few deer, but, you know, it was kind of bright color, and I seen it moving around in the woods. So I went out there, and I'm being real quiet and everything, and I caught a glimpse of it. And it was like a big gorilla. It was like a Bigfoot-looking thing. It was very large, and it stepped up behind a tree. I just caught a glance of it, and it stepped out behind a tree between two other trees. I seen it, and it stepped behind a tree, and it was gone. And this thing was really big, and I mean, how could you get gone before I don't know. It was just gone, man. I seen that, okay? So that was pretty much proof to me right there. You know, there's something bigger out here. It's just a little guy. However, the little guy, I see him every now and then, and call him a shaker, because he gets up to the top of these trees, man, and he gets to shaking. He can shake a tree so hard, you would not believe how hard that this little guy can shake a tree. He can shake a tree, and he's all over the canopy. He's here, he's there, he's hard to get a shot at, he's so fast. But, man, he gets on a limb, and you know where he's at, because you see violent shaking going on there.
Let me ask you, KW, so is it the same one? You said the little guy gets up in the tree. Is it the same one that you saw? Or, I mean, do you think it's the same one you saw run out of the bush and run past you?
Yes, sir. No. You talking about the black colored one, the first one came out?
Yeah.
No, it's not him. This one looks like a Sasquatch, okay? Because it has color, and it you know, the first guy was all dark shadow, and there was no, I believe it was demonic. This one is a live creature, okay? There's no doubt about it. It has long legs and long arms, and like I say, it looks like a lemur, but it doesn't have no tail. And it gets up in the canopy, man, and it gets on a limb, and it gets to shaking, and I mean, it's shaking and moving, man. It's crazy, really. But anyway, after I seen that, and after I seen the big one, then just the other day, I'm walking back there, and I got a new gun, assault rifle, and I got a new scope on there, and I sighted it in and everything, but I didn't get it right on the money. I didn't have time. It was getting dark tonight, so I thought, you know, I better go back here and set my target up and check and see if my gun's on, you know, shoot in. So I'm walking back there, me and my dog. We're not trying to be quiet or anything. We're just walking back there, you know. I had my thumbtacks out, and I'm thumbtacking my target to my sawhorse I got sitting out there. And all of a sudden, I see it up in a tree, about 25 or 30 foot up in a tree, is a large, not large, about my size. I'm about 6 foot tall. It looks to be about my size, 6 foot tall, maybe, a brown monkey, Sasquatch-looking animal jumps out of the tree. I see it jump out of the tree, through the other limb, just crashing, and it's coming to the ground. It hits the ground. It's rustling around to get back up and get its balance again. I'm already in motion. I got my gun. I got one in the chain, but I'm already headed that way. And when I get there, you know, it's probably about 20 yards away from where I'm at. Me and my dog show up there. I can hear it already on the other side of the creek. The creek is probably about 50 yards to the creek. I can already hear it on the other side of the creek, busting branches, tearing shit up going through there. It's fast, man. It was pretty big and it's pretty fast. So That's the latest thing that has happened. That happened about 3 days ago.
Well, let me ask you, it sounds like a lot of paranormal stuff going on there. And you do get some paranormal stuff with Sasquatch, but I don't know that you get to this extent. It does sound very demonic. And it makes me wonder why you're seeing creatures disappear. And that's not as odd as probably most of the audience thinks it is, because I've talked to a lot of them. The last one didn't.
That's what kind of got me about the last one was that it didn't disappear. I seen it the whole time, and it fell through the trees, hit the ground. The whole time that I could see it, I did see it. It didn't disappear. So, that last one, it didn't disappear at all. It was still there all the way. I could see it run through the woods. I could see it. Until the time that I got up there and it was going on the other side of the creek, I could still see it,
Yeah, and the other part that's interesting is a lot of times with encounters like what you're experiencing, KW, a lot of times you'll see more than one cryptid. There is, and I use the term cryptid loosely, but you will see very odd, strange creatures like the one you shot in the tree. That's not the first time I've heard someone seeing that creature. I've put anyone on the show that's seen it, but that's not the first time I've heard someone seeing it. And it's interesting because when people describe it, they're describing Baphomet. If you Google Baphomet, that's exactly what you're describing, even up to the horns going off to the side. I had a guy in Oklahoma that he had lights on his property. He had Sasquatch on his property. And he also started seeing this other thing, and he started describing it to me. And he said it had the torso of a man, had the head of, I guess, a goat. And he described these horns, and this thing would disappear. He would see it from time to time on his property, and it would disappear in front of him. And it sounds very demonic. It sounds very demonic.
That could have been the first thing that I seen, that the little shadow guy. That could have been him, I guess. But I didn't see any horns or anything all the time. But he was so fast, man. I really didn't get a good look at him. But I guess that could have been him because it was about the same height, But it's really hard to say. It's really hard to say that. I know I've seen a lot of different things out here. I mean, I know I haven't told you the whole story, and we're limited on time on the show here, but really, man, I could go on and on about the different types of creatures that I've seen, the different colors of creatures, the different sexes of creatures, like male and female. I've seen them both. I've seen all kinds of things out here, man.
Well, give us some examples. What are some of the strange ones that you've seen beyond what you've shared?
One day, we was out in the back there, and these things had become really, really, really tormentative, really aggravating, and I had about enough of it. So I told my buddy, I said, I'm going to do? I'm going to go back out here, man. I'm going to work on, whatever I'm working on. I'm not going to pay no attention to them. I'm just going to let it go like they're not even here. And I'm not going to pay attention to them because, they feed off your reaction, I guess. I'm out there, and I see them out there already. When I walk out there, you got to have a pair of big ones to even walk out there. But I walk out there, and I still see them, but I'm not paying any attention at all, man. I'm just acting like they're not even there, So I'm doing just diddly dallying around doing what I'm doing, and I turn around, man, and right there, floating in the air, maybe 10 foot from me, is this gigantic gorilla head. I mean, it's really big, and it's got its mouth open and it's growling at me, and it scared the hell out of me, man. I was trying to ignore him, but when I turned around and that thing was floating in the air by me, man, I booked him back up to the house, dude, and I didn't go back out there for a couple of days. I'll tell you what, I've never been so scared in my life. That right there really scared me, man. Even though I knew that it was probably just an apparition because it was just the head. There was no body. It was just a big giant head. But, man, that right there really spooked me.
And what was the head? You said it was a gorilla? Or was it a man?
It's like a gorilla. Yeah, I always see a gorilla, man. It's like a big silverback gorilla. When I do see something that looks like Sasquatch, it looks to me more like a gorilla than anything. It doesn't really have that Bigfoot. It's not really that big, man. It's only like 6 or 7 foot tall. It's not really that big, and it looks like a silverback gorilla. That's what it looks like. And that's the head that was floating in the air. Was that big silverback gorilla head, with the big round canines, and really terrifying.
I'm not a religious person, but have you ever thought about having a priest come out?
My pastor, he offered to come out and bless the property and this, that, and the other. And, I just never really went through with anything. I just hate to bother anybody, bring him out here. I feel like I can handle it myself, you know. And you know, I'm a religious person too, you know. I believe in Jesus, and you know, a few times I've had to use his name to get rid of them. And I, you know, I have said, you know, in the name of Jesus, hey, they're gone, dude. You know, I had this one old boy come out here and stay with me for a little while. He didn't have a place to live or anything, and I was living by myself, and he come out here, and he thought he was all real religious and everything, you know. He's going to go out here and bless the property and everything. So he comes out here, and I take him out back. I got this real big treehouse I built out back. It's really cool. It's got suspension bridges and everything goes out there. It's pretty cool, you know. We're all sitting around there by the treehouse, and he starts saying, you know, in Jesus' name, you know, I command you to leave, and this, that, and the other. And then we're all sitting there, you know, in the silence. And in a few seconds, we start hearing these screams. Okay, we start hearing these demons, like, screaming through the woods, leaving, running, just screaming, man. And I guess the guy didn't really know or didn't believe me or what. But at that point, he no longer wanted a place to live. He wanted to become homeless again. He wanted me to take him back to the city, and he was done with it, you know. Because I guess until he heard them screaming and running through the woods, he didn't, you know, it didn't register to him. But when he heard that, he said, "What is that?" I said, "That's the demons leaving, man. You said in Jesus' name, and they're gone. You know, if there's any of them around to hear that, they can't stand it. They're gone." And he just turned like ghost white, man. He's done. That was it. He was ready to go back to the city to be homeless.
I don't blame him.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't blame him. So are you seeing Sasquatch on the property? I mean, in physical form, are you seeing them a lot? Or is it just occasionally?
Well, now, not a lot, you know. Now, it has escalated to the point where the reason I really got a hold of you and everything is because now I am seeing them quite often. Like I say, about 2 or 3 days ago, I seen that one jump out of the tree. But before then, for about the past week now, they've been up here by my house, tapping on my windows, scratching on my walls, and that crazy talking has been going on for about a week now. Up here by my house, you know, so everything is coming to a head. It's something that's fixing to give, you know, because at this point, I got my gun and I'm fixing to start shooting through the walls, you know, because I know it ain't my buddies knocking on the walls, and I know every time I go outside, I'm not gonna be able to catch them, they're gonna be gone. So I'm waiting with a hammer cocked, and I hear somebody scratch on the wall, I'm shooting through the wall, you know. And if you come to that point, you know, something's got to give, man, you know, they're scaring the girls and it's really getting on my nerves.
Yeah, sounds like it. I mean, it would terrify me, you know, having that go
on. Up until the time it started tapping on my window and knocking on my house, you know, I could tolerate it. But I ain't going to put up that, you know.
I'm curious, the language that you're hearing, have you heard of the Sierra sounds?
No, I guess I have.
I want to play this for you. I'm really curious if this is what you heard. Did it sound like that, or did it sound more?
Yeah, you know, I hear different sounds. One of them did kind of sound like that, but mainly what I'm hearing is talking, man. It's like a woman to another woman. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's it, man. That sounds like what I'm hearing right there.
That was from Ron Moorhead. He recorded those sounds back in the early 70s at the Sarah Camp. And he was running into these creatures, coincidentally running into these lights too as well. And he recorded that. And so that was pretty close to what you're hearing.
Man, that's so close, man. It's like making the hair stand up. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. Maybe a little higher pitch. I do hear the lower voices every now and then. Like the other night I heard somebody say like, George, you know, real loud out in the woods. I'm like, I don't know anybody named George, but they said it twice. It's like, George? And then I'm like, what? And then, George? I'm like, oh, man, what's up? And it sounded, that's what it sounded like. But that was a lower tone voice. But a lot of them that I hear, they sound like that, but they're a little bit higher pitched, like a woman's voice, you know, like a woman talking. It's like a higher pitched voice. But that is remarkably close to what I'm hearing right there. Whatever that is, that's pretty much, I'm thinking, that's it.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's really interesting. What are your thoughts on this whole thing? I mean, this is happening to you. And so what's going through your mind? I mean, all these entities on your property, and then you got Sasquatch, you're hearing these voices, you're seeing these lights.
Really, man, I don't know, man. At this point, you know, I've been dealing with this for a few years now, and I hadn't been seeing the Sasquatch creatures up until lately, but I'm seeing them more often, and they're becoming more aggressively as far as tapping on the house. They've never, besides the occasional growl and the occasional footsteps I hear following me through the woods, they've never really came towards the house, never really have bothered me around the house. But now lately, within the last week or so, they've been up around the house, they've been tapping on the walls, and they've been really getting on my girlfriend's nerves, and, you know, they're scaring the girls. That's mainly, you know, I ain't afraid of nothing, man, and they don't really bother me, and I could put up with them, but I can't put up with them tapping on my house and my windows and stuff. That really bothers me, especially when I'm trying to sleep at night, you know, but I work a lot, and that really bothers me. And, okay, man, I really don't know what to think about it, but, you know, I know that if it's out there and if it's alive and it bleeds and it can die, it will die, because, it, you know, it's either leaving here or I'm leaving here, or one of us is leaving here. And, you know, I don't know, I hear all these things about the government, you know, how they want to keep everything such, you know, and I don't blame them. I know why, because these things are malevolent and they're dangerous. People need to know about them. And, you know, I'm praying for, you know, for the girls that live here, safety, and my own safety and everybody else's safety. I mean, somebody, something needs to be done about it. Maybe I can't kill them all off, but maybe I can, you know. I don't know. I don't know what to really to do about it besides fight back. I mean,
yeah, it's
all I know to do.
It's interesting, your story about it disappearing, too. And I don't know if – I know you're a newer listener, KW. I don't know if you heard the show I did with the brothers, but that was kind of information they held back from me. They didn't want to tell me what they had seen. And it wasn't until we got towards the end where – you know, these things left and left these guys alone, that they started telling me very odd, strange things that were happening, jumping out of a tree and disappearing, or seeing these things disappear. And they didn't want to tell me that. And I'm like, well, just tell me what.
Yeah, there was one other little thing I didn't tell you about. I was walking down the trail there when my girlfriend said she was picking up wood, and that thing jumped out of the tree and disappeared. And sure enough, man, I was just walking down the trail, and right to my left, man, 5 foot in the bushes back there, this thing jumps up out of the bushes. I mean, it was so fast, man. It scared me. It jumped in the bushes, jumped out of the bushes. And when I spun around, it disappeared in midair again in front of me. And that was another thing I didn't tell you about. Yes, and that thing was larger. It was like, you know, man size. And it jumped. I mean, it was right there beside me. I didn't see it. And it jumped out of the bushes. And sure enough, it didn't even hit the ground. It disappeared in front of me again. Well, that was another thing that disappeared in front of me.
Well, be sure and document this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, really document it. I realize you're not researching it. You just kind of like these things to leave you alone. But if you would, try and document as much as you can. Like, I know you took pictures of the, I guess for lack of a better term, we'll call it the Baphomet creature. And then you got a new phone and, you know, the pictures are gone. But try and really document that kind of stuff, because it's important for the world to see what's going on. It's kind of like when we were talking about the Stardust Ranch. And I'll send you a link to it. But, you know, this guy's documenting everything, and he has a whole freezer full of these things. And it's kind of an interesting story. He kills him with the samurai sword. I'll go into it later. But and he kills these different entities on his property, and he will describe these different entities. And it's not just him. It's not just a madman out there talking about the same situation you're in, KW. It's not just a madman out in the middle of nowhere telling you about these crazy things he's seen. There's other witnesses to it that have actually seen it.
Yeah, and there is here also. You know, also, there's it's like, you know, if I was going to make something up, I could make this up, but I'd be trying to make something up. it's crazy, man. It just catches you off guard. It's just like it changes. You never know what you're going to – you never know what to expect, really. But I've never seen Bigfoot tracks out here. Like I say, they don't seem to be that big. You know, I'm not sure that that's what it is. It's just – but the trees getting broken, man. It has to be something pretty damn big to be breaking these trees like this. It's what is really the only real evidence I have of Sasquatch is that the trees, these are large trees that are being snapped off, man. I mean, I can't think of anything, you know, small doing that. You know, it has got to be something with some strength to it, man.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you to send me pictures of the cedar trees we talked about. But for the audience, would you explain the cedar trees on your property and the formation they took?
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah. I got cut firewood here, I guess about a year ago. And as I'm back there walking around the woods, I see these cedar trees. They're probably 1.5, 2 inches in diameter. And they're bent over, you know, just the tops have been over all the way to the ground. You know, and there's several of them, not just a few. There's probably 10 or 12, 15 trees that are bent from the base of them. The tops are bent all the way to the ground, and they're just in a U shape. So, you know, trying to preserve my trees and everything, I said, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to remove the limbs off of them, and, you know, I'm going to let them spring back up, and maybe they'll be all right. I guess they're looking at these trees, and there's nothing holding the trees down to the ground. It's just that they've been bent over in that position, and they're maintaining that position. And me and my buddy tried to bend one over, and it snapped. And we tried to bend another one over, and it snapped. You're not going to bend these trees over like this. Whatever's doing it is causing the trees to stay that way, and there's nothing holding them to the ground. They're just built that way, and they're staying that way. And, you know, they're that way to this day, you know. I don't know what to think about. I thought maybe an event, and the microburst, whatever they call it. I don't know. But, you know, it's crazy, man. They're just built over. The tops are on the ground, and they stay that way. It's just whatever's doing this to the trees is making them maintain that shape, and it's not breaking the bark or anything off them. They're just bent over.
Yeah, it's very odd. And you see a lot of those, what people call tree structures, in the Bigfoot world. And there is some very odd ones to look at. You know, some of them
There's some like that here, too, also. You know, and they say that are bent over like that are supposed to represent water, and that's true because the ones that are bent over like that are always around a creek or pond around here. I've noticed that to be the case. Now, however, those trees are usually, you know, you can tell that something is, you know, placed them there or woven them into another tree or something holding them down. But these trees aren't like that. They're just bent over. They're staying that way. There's nothing making them stay that way.
Yeah. I
noticed that across the creek has been a few big trees. We're talking 24 inches in diameter trees, the big trees that have been pushed over across the creek. And I thought it was awful strange. The trees are just falling over around the creek. I mean, if the creek was washing them out, I could see, but they're not. That's not the case. They've just been pushed over across the creek like there's a bridge, you know. You can walk across the creek just about anywhere you want to right here now because there's a big-ass tree across the creek. So I got several. And that's happened just recently. A few big trees have been pushed over the creek like that. So that's going on, too.
Yeah, I'd love to see the property. I'd love to go out there with you and walk around and see some of the stuff. I find it fascinating because, you know, and not everything with regard to this topic is Bigfoot related. And, you know, what is Bigfoot, I guess, for the most part? So I can't really say it's not Bigfoot related. But it is interesting to hear some of these more stranger stories. And I've talked to many witnesses that, you know, have seen the lights, have seen strange creatures, have seen the little people, and there's really no explanation for what they're seeing. But it's very consistent across the board. You know, like the creature, because I haven't had on the show, the audience probably has no clue what I'm talking about, but that's not the first time I've heard that, someone running into this thing. And it's terrifying because I'm really curious to just show you a picture of Baphomet and say, is that what you killed? Because I've done that
before.
Yeah, I've done that before in the past with another guy that ran into it. And I'm like, is this what you ran into? And there was this long, almost like a 20-second pause on the phone. I thought he had hung up. And he goes, that's exactly what I saw. That's exactly what I saw.
It sounds like exactly what I killed, man. It really does, dude.
And it's interesting that you killed it. You got to call me if you kill one of these things in the future, man. I'll get on a plane and fly out there that day. You know, I would love to... you know, take pictures of it, document it as much as you can. And
well, yeah, if I ever get the chance to bring one down again, you bet that I will be keeping the cars. You know, this next whatever I kill next, I'm not gonna stop like get it back up at the house. I'm gonna keep it for sure.
Yeah, and it's interesting too when people start seeing these creatures, especially around properties. And now I'm gonna make a statement that's separate from what I'm about to say. Sometimes people run into this creature unintentionally. What I mean by that is they're out hunting, they're out hiking, they're out doing their normal stuff, camping, and they run into this creature. And then there's another side of this creature that people run into, and it's when it's always on their property, and it always seems like there's weird stuff that goes on beyond just seeing these creatures. Almost everyone I've ever talked to that has had these creatures on their property, I'll ask them, do you ever see the lights? And then there's this long pause, and they, you know, they're not really sure what to say. And then they start telling me about these strange, exactly what you're describing. I mean, to a T.
Yeah, that's right.
And you hear some of this other stuff that goes on. I wanted to ask you, around the property, are you hearing any vocalizations beyond the screams or and the talking?
No, there really hasn't been any really loud, like howling or anything. You know, I've always been listening to maybe hear that, but no, I haven't heard anything besides the quiet talking. You know, but I'm gonna tell you something, Wes. These Sasquatch, whatever the hell they are, these things can imitate any sound that you can possibly make. Because I hear them sometimes, like last night, one of them was out riding a motorcycle around my property out there. Okay, there's no way on earth anybody is out there in my woods riding a motorcycle. I mean, that is completely impossible. But these things can sound like that. I've heard them sound like a chainsaw in the middle of the night. And in the evening time, when they start to communicate with each other, the way that they communicate around here is they imitate a gunshot. Okay? You'll think that it's somebody out there shooting a gun, or you might think, or smells like that. I know better. I know what a gunshot sounds like. And this is very similar to a gunshot, but it is not a gunshot. It's either them banging rocks together, or it's them making the noise. Somehow or another, they're replicating the sound of a gun. Okay? And then if you listen, if you actually hear one, you listen for a few seconds, and then one on down the road there will answer with another little gunshot. And then on down the road a little further, you'll hear, you know, maybe half a mile away, another one will answer. And you can just sit there and listen and hear that all the way to you can't hear it anymore, maybe 10 miles away maybe. But they're not gunshots, man, you know, because they're like right here in my backyard, and there's nobody out there with a gun, you know, besides me, and I'm not out there shooting. And it's something, it sounds like a gunshot, but it's not a gunshot, you know. But it's amazingly close to a gunshot. And I've even heard them, you know, make the sound repetitively like a semi-automatic gunshot, you know. But that's not what it is. I mean, it's really strange, man. But I've heard them imitate several different things, man. I mean, they can make the sound. They can imitate. I personally believe that they can imitate any sound that they hear, no problem.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that. I was on a property one time, and it was the strangest thing, man. There was a train. You could hear what sounded like a train in the background, and it sounded like a train was coming. And I was like, oh, that's strange. I don't remember ever hearing. And I'd been on the property for a couple of days, and I was like, that's strange. I don't remember ever hearing a train. And I was asking the owners of the property, said, where's the nearest train track from here? And there was no train track nearby. It was the strangest thing. You could hear it sounded like a train out there. And I've had witnesses on the show where they, you know, have described everything from even a forklift backing up, you know, that beep, beep, beep sound.
Right. Well, you know, I did hear that sound too for a while, man. And I should mention that. It's crazy. I heard, I thought, man, who in the world is out here working on construction equipment? I got you say that. I've heard that sound too. It's crazy. I know.
The gunshot that you heard, could that have been a branch breaking?
Oh no, I don't so because I would go up there and say after I hear that, and I don't see any fresh breaks, you know. And I know pretty much every tree on the property, but I believe it sounds like that they are taking a limb maybe and hitting up against another, but it's so intense, and it reports like a gunshot almost. I mean, it really sounds like a gunshot, man. And I think that that's how they communicate without being detected. It's the satellite, because out here in the country, you know, people are always shooting, you know. So it only makes sense that that's, you know, how they would communicate, I guess. But I don't believe it's anything being broken. I think, you know, they're intentionally making the sound to communicate and saying, hey, I'm over here, you know, where are you at? And you don't want to answer, hey, I'm over here, you know. And it, you know, it just happens all over the place, you know. It's not like if a tree you're living with some broke, you know, well, that would just be like one incident. But then, you know, once you hear the first one, then you'll hear the one answer, then you hear another one, you hear another one, just like further and further and further away. So whatever, it's consecutive, you know, it's not just one event. Every afternoon when one starts, you know, you'll hear the answers, you know, you just keep hearing it every time. So
yeah.
I really don't know what to think about it, man. It just seems to me like that's how they're communicating.
Yeah, and you could be right. You definitely could be right. You have to be careful out there, man. You have to be really careful with these things, because if it's your traditional Sasquatch, if they're coming up to the house or tapping on the windows, you're hearing them talk, that's a very common behavior. And generally it ramps up after they start doing that. Usually it becomes more aggressive when they start doing that, when they have the nuts to come up to the house, start banging on the windows or tapping on the windows. There's a lady I know of who has these things on her property, and she describes that behavior constantly. She says they'll tap on the windows, and she'll hear what sounds like two men outside talking. And she can't understand what they're saying, but it sounds like two men talking. And there's all, you know, she's gotten footprints and all kinds of stuff on her property. But it's interesting to hear some of the other weird stuff that goes on. Is there a correlation? I don't know. It's odd that all of this is happening all at once on this property. You know, there's a lot of times where I used to brush off like UFO or paranormal stuff or anything that was odd. I would brush it off to the side and say, well, I don't know what to tell you about that, but let's hear about your Bigfoot encounter. And now I don't do that so much, because is it all related? Is what you're experiencing related? I don't know.
It's gotta be, man.
It's very odd. It's very strange. It's very odd. And
you,
I'm glad
think
I don't
it
live.
Have to be somehow.
No, yeah. My heart goes out to you, man. I you got balls of steel, because I think I would have sold the place 2 years ago. And yeah. I know that's not always an option, but
I went to go keep it and get it, and you know, ain't nobody run me off over here yet. And maybe they win, maybe I will. I don't know. It's been great to see, but you know, I go down blazing.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and I'd probably be the same way. I mean, to be honest with you, it's the rational side of me says run. But, you know, the pride side of us tells us to stop and fight. And, you know, in this case, sometimes...
You know, I'm curious, too, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I'm curious, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't blame you. I would be curious, too.
I've seen enough to know that it's out there, and it's alive and breathing. So, I feel like, you know, like a war switcher had to stand on Predator, you know, if it bleeds, we get it. <You know, laughs>
yeah.
That's about it, man.
Well, do this for me, KW. Will you keep in touch with me and let me know what's actually going on out there? I'd love to come hang out at the property with you. I'll buy the beer. But
yeah, that's cool, man.
I would love to come hang out with you and just see what's going on out there, because it sounds like a lot more than just your traditional Sasquatch encounter. It sounds like there's a lot more going on out there. And a lot of the stuff you describe, like I said, I would like to say it sounds crazy. I would like to say, KW, you sound crazy, and I don't believe a word of it. The problem is I've heard some of this stuff before. It's to a T what you're describing. And so what is it, I guess, is the next question, is what is this? What is actually going on out here? And that's a question that's hard to answer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's ongoing, man. And I would definitely keep in touch with you, let you know any updates, anything happens. I'll document it if I can. You know, I appreciate talking to you. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me, man.
No, I appreciate your time, KW. Thank you again.
Not a problem, man.
And that's it for tonight, everyone. Remember, if you've had an encounter, shoot me an email. My email address is wes@sasquatchchronicles.com. I'll be back on Sunday for the members. For everyone else, I'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Be a little wiser.